I thought it was a pity to be living in the city. To spot a bird or butterfly was tough. So I found a little corner for the flora and the fauna. A tub or two of dirt was just enough. It's amazing how I started with a little pack of seeds. Soon I'd grown a bunch of plants I used to think were weeds. That's how I became the keeper of a tiny urban zoo. I bought some wildflower seeds and things just grew. Now I got bugs and beetles, butterflies and birds, and lots of little critters far too beautiful for words. You could be the keeper of a tiny urban zoo. It's really not that hard. You can plant one in your own backyard.
How about a bird bath?
Do birds bathe?
Of course, they need to drink too.
They drink their own bath water? Gross!
Soon this venue had a menu: flowers, leaves, and grass. There's no finer fast food diner for the bugs who happen to pass. Caterpillars loved it, soon began to munch, till a passing robin came along for lunch. I became the keeper of a tiny urban zoo. Got lots of creepy crawlies now, but who eats who? The herbivores enjoy a tasty range of plants. The carnivores will eat them if they ever get a chance.
Uh-oh!
You too could be the keeper of a tiny urban zoo. It's really not that hard. You can plant one in your own backyard.
Look at all those morsels, we can't resist them.
Seems he made his own little ecosystem.
Birds are calling, snails are crawling, ladybugs abound. Bees are buzzing by the dozen, butterflies are flitting around. Then we have the spiders, welcome to my patch. Spin yourselves a cobweb, see what you can catch. That's how
he became the keeper of a tiny urban zoo. We all need one another or it's no can do. We don't ask for a lot, we're grateful to the child. It's just a mini version of what happens in the wild. You could be the keeper of a tiny urban zoo. It's really not that hard. You can plant one in your own backyard.
It's like a jungle out there.